Hello, everyone, and welcome to the best and worst of Walt Disney World. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Mr. Charles Boda.
Hello.
Mr. Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
And Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And back in the production nook, I don't know if you're on camera or not.
I am.
You are. Okay. Craig Williams, our producer. All right, so this week we are going to do one of our sucks, doesn't suck shows. We're going to be focusing on Adventureland over in the Magic Kingdom. If you're not aware of how this works, I come up with a list of things in that land. These guys do not know what it is I'm going to talk about. And then everybody has two paddles, one that says suck and one that says doesn't suck. And they will hold up their paddles and be questioned, much like the Spanish Inquisition, on why they chose what they chose. And then at the end of the discussion, I will decide who is right and who is wrong. The one that gets it wrong the most gets fired. So let's start off with a nice, easy one over in Adventureland. Jungle Cruise. I can't see your paddle, Steve. Okay. So unanimous consensus. Doesn't suck. Rhino.
I think it's actually, it doesn't suck because it's ironic. It does suck. And the that's the whole thing in the ride, is that it's this sucky kind of attraction with fake animals and all that stuff. And then they were like, you know what? Let's just go with the fact that it sucks and make it funny. That works so well for it.
Do you agree with that, Steve?
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think that, at its best, when you have a really good skipper, this can be one of my favorite attractions actually in the Magic Kingdom, because I feel like the people that nail dry humor, the cast members that are really, really good at their job, can make this one of my favorite attractions.
Okay. Charles Boda?
Yeah, I don't think it sucks. And because it doesn't take itself too seriously, if it tried to be a bigger deal than it was, then yeah, it might not come off as much. Hopefully they don't add intellectual property once what is probably going to be a terrible movie comes out.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
I love The Rock.
Yeah, and everybody does, so it doesn't matter whether his stuff is good or not. People are just happy to see that handsome smirk of his. But anyway, so hopefully that doesn't get added to the Jungle Cruise and it just stays its nice little B movie form of entertainment that it is.
What do we think the chances are if the movie's a success? For those who don't know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is starring in a live action version of the a live action movie based on the Jungle Cruise. So the question being posed is, you know, do we think they're going to add intellectual property from that movie into the attraction?
I think it's a guarantee, actually.
Well, as long as the movie doesn't suck.
Right. Well, yeah, but Disney doesn't always like to get into politics, and we do know that Dwayne The Rock Johnson will, of course, have a presidential run coming up in the next election, right?
I don't know that he'll actually do that.
He is obviously going to do that and win, Rhino.
Okay. All right, so that's kind of how this works. So let's jump around a little bit. Jungle Skipper Canteen. Got to answer.
Oops.
Wow, I'm actually very surprised by this. Well, first of all, the correct answer to the last one, Jungle Cruise, doesn't suck. So, everyone got it right. Everyone's job is safe. And everybody is holding up doesn't suck on Jungle Skipper Canteen. I'm kind of surprised by this. Steve, why doesn't it suck?
I think there's not a ton of great options in the Magic Kingdom for dining. I think that Skipper's Canteen is one of the outliers, with a few exceptions. I think it offers unique flavors that you can't. A lot of theme park food is just basic, unadventurous, and Skipper's Canteen tries to push that a little bit. So I think for that, it deserves a doesn't suck.
Rhino?
I agree with what Steve's saying. I think just at its best, like with the restaurant, the theming is done really well inside of there. There's fun little nods to like the Adventurers Club and that whole society and everything. And so there's a lot to like kind of go around if you love that kind of Jungle Cruise aspect of Adventureland. It's very alive and present in the restaurant. I do think I lean on the suck side. I do think the menu needs a little bit of work. I respect it quite a bit for trying not to just be you know, burgers and fries and chicken nuggets. I just think that they need to kind of tweak it a little bit more with maybe some options and maybe kind of have a faster rollover rate with what is served there.
Charles?
I have never actually been there. So I'm going solely on people I've talked to, word of mouth kind of ratings. I haven't found many people who actively dislike it. And most people that I speak with end up having had a good time there. So,
Craig, what do you think of Jungle Skipper?
I like it.
Well, you're muted.
Yeah, that's right. I muted myself just in case I was coughing or anything. No, I actually... I enjoy it. It is like any Disney restaurant. It's a little bit pricey for what you get there, but I think the menu is pretty eclectic, and I wouldn't say I've ever had an amazing meal there. I've had one great meal, and then I've had a couple that were just okay or good, but never anything where I was disappointed, where I felt that I just went in and wasted my money on it. And for that reason, I'd say it delivers. And the service has always been phenomenal.
Fantastic service.
That's what I can say the most. While the food doesn't always hold up, the service has never let me down.
So the correct answer is it does not suck. I love this restaurant. I always have loved this restaurant from the day it first opened. I've been there a few times. Always had really good meals and great service. I think I agree with Craig that, like, I think my first time eating there was amazing. Subsequent times have either been good or above average. But again, it's kind of held on to its menu, which I was surprised because it was one of the first things I said. I want to see how long this menu lasts because it's not standard theme park food. It's very, very inventive, very different. And so I was surprised that they haven't buckled under the pressure to go the burgers and fries route. So good on them for that. All right, so let's head over to the Swiss Family Treehouse. Now we have some disagreement here. Charles, you say it sucks.
I do. And I like the idea of it. I like walkthrough attractions and everything like that. I just think that by now it could have been updated. I don't think it necessarily has to be interactive or anything. But I don't know. I mean, it's neat, but it's not a returning draw to me. Like, you go through it once, maybe twice, and you don't go out of your way to hit it again. Maybe if you're with somebody new or with children or something. But I just think that the idea of a walkthrough attraction and just looking at the scenery is cool, but in execution, it just doesn't hold up.
Now, Rhino, you're saying it doesn't suck.
So the Swiss Family Robinson was one of my favorite Disney movies when I was a kid. I just always thought it was the coolest thing in the world. So when I came to Disney World and going up this tree, I was always so afraid of heights. So I associate a stupid reason for an excitement with this attraction. But I do definitely agree with Charles, and I am surprised that over the years they haven't added a little more something to keep to have the ride have some sort of movement or life to it, as opposed to
ride is a strong word.
But it's like, what else are you going to put there? I still think it's really cool that you can go up into this tree in Disney World, and that is like the tree from the movie, and it's like the family and everything living there and stuff. And yeah, do I think it is one of those movies that hasn't really, you know, like kids, I'm probably not watching it unless their parents watched it when they were younger. It's not really one of those Disney movies that carries through like that, but it's something I would hate to ever see go away.
Steve, you say it sucks.
Oh, definitely. There's queues that are I'd rather stand in than walk through this because they're better themed, and they're just – this is a queue to nowhere. They need to either – redo it and do what Charles is saying and, you know, totally refurb this. I think it would actually be good if they made some interactive elements in there and maybe expand the staircases a little bit, so that if someone's – the one thing that peeves me about this is if you're behind one slow person, then the entire thing that – you basically are just stuck behind a slow person the entire time unless you're going to try to, like, squeeze around them. So, yeah. Sucks.
What about you, Craig?
Oh, I'm completely in love with Swiss Family Treehouse. Like Rhino, Swiss Family Robinson is one of my favorite live-action Disney movies. And I would actually even say it's a shame on parents nowadays that don't actively show more of these classic Walt Disney movies to their kids. I feel like superheroes and Star Wars and a lot of those types of movies have just completely erased a lot of the magic of the classic Disney movies out there. And besides things like Mary Poppins, it doesn't really get played as much as it should. As for the attraction itself, I will. It's one of those things. I think you either have that nostalgia for it or you don't. I have that nostalgia for it because I watched the movie, and when I went to Walt Disney World, I saw how this treehouse was set up, and like any other kid, I thought about, wow, could I ever build a treehouse like this one day? And it still baffles me in that way. And as for it just being one giant long line, I have heard people complain about this and, oh, it's worthless, but then they'll rave about Sleeping Beauty Castle walkthrough in Disneyland, and it's the same concept. You walk through. It's just the entertainment that you get out of it, and I would much rather have Swiss Family Treehouse than Tarzan Treehouse out at Disneyland.
Agree completely, yeah.
It may all be a factor of nostalgia, but I think there's still a lot to love about Swiss Family Treehouse, and it still opens that door for people to introduce such a great movie to their kids and have them connect with it in that way.
Well, the correct answer, it sucks. I'm sorry. I think that space could be better utilized as a bathroom than this attraction. I never saw the movie, so I have no emotional attachment to that. And so I, you know, maybe if I'd seen it as a kid, it would have been different. Or maybe I did see it as a kid and maybe that's why I drank. I don't know. But
it's like the original, it actually, Pirates of the Caribbean 1 reminds me of it. It was very far ahead of its time, I feel like, in the sense of like it was their, if you talk about Disney's adventure films, this is the Disney adventure film. This is the, maybe not the original one, but this for me is the definition of their line of adventure movies. So that's why I feel like Adventureland is where it goes. But I understand not liking
it. I just don't think, just like, you know, especially in the heat, climbing up that thing and, you know, there's no there. You know, it's for me anyway. So, Rhino and Craig are wrong, and one demerit apiece.
Just remember, though, if you fire either of us, well, specifically me in this case, it's just stopped right now.
All right, let's head over to the Tiki Room. Rhino? Why are you on the fence?
I love the idea of like this classic ride, and I love what it does. But I just did it again recently with my friend and his family, with his wife and their three kids, and it was their first trip to Disney World. And I walked out, and he turned to me and just went, "Well, that was the worst thing ever." And he just said it in such a happy voice. And like, it is cool, but I try to put myself in the perspective, I guess, of kids nowadays. I mean, I like it because I like the animatronics involved in it. I think it is in need of a refurbishment again, though. And I'm not saying change the storyline. I'm not saying bring back the stupid other, the Zazu and...
new management.
Iago. Yeah, I don't want that business back. But I would like to see the care and love that it deserves be put into this attraction so that I don't have to listen. Ever since Julie on the show mentioned the clicking noise, every time I go in there, all I can hear is the clicking nonstop, and it is starting to it's like nails on a chalkboard almost now, but I don't know.
Charles?
Yeah, this gets the doesn't suck paddle, which doesn't mean that I think it's awesome. It means it doesn't suck, because I was kind of on the fence as well. This isn't really my kind of attraction, but I like animatronics. Mm. I love animatronics. And one of the cool things about the parks is, as technology changes, but they keep older, original animatronics, you get to see the evolution of them. So, I think this one is more important historically for me, animatronic-wise. That's where my interest lies. But as far as the story or the entertainment value, it's not my kind of thing. I generally will not choose to do it unless... You know, somebody else wants to. Like, I'm not going to be bothered to go on it, but I'm also not going to jump at the chance to go through it. So,
Steve?
I agree with both of what they're saying. I think it's, you know, a classic Disney Parks attraction. And for that reason, Walt had a touch with this impact on this ride and in the creation of it. So, you know, I feel like that they say Disneyland and Disney World aren't supposed to be a museum, but I feel like Tiki Room is one of those things that
yeah,
they
never get rid of it.
You can't get rid of that. So,
Craig,
I mean, anyone who knows me knows that I love Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. It is by all definitions a complete classic. I do enjoy the music aspect of it. I don't like it just because it's a history piece. I genuinely love the soundtrack. I listen to it a lot. It's just so entertaining, and I'm the type of person, I love tiki culture, and this is just a perfect example of it all the way around. I think our version of it is less intimate than Disneyland's version.
Agreed.
It's wider. It's so that would be my one big ding on it. If I had to choose between the two, Disneyland's would win over this, but I think ours is still good. And the fact that they lifted the food and drink ban on it, and you can now take your Dole Whips inside of it. There is not a lot of better things I could do with my time than get a Dole Whip, go inside and watch the Tiki Room and just completely relax for 15 minutes.
Well, I also agree with everyone else. Does not suck, mainly because it is a classic. It is a Walt Disney classic, but also the history behind it. The whole idea behind audio animatronics came when Walt found this little bird in a cage that moved. That was his idea. He saw that. It's on display in the archives if you ever get a chance to go into the Disney archives at the studio in Burbank. That was the inspiration for him for audio animatronics and subsequently the Tiki Room. Also, I think the only thing that would make the Tiki Room better is if they went with the original idea. Walt's original idea for the Tiki Room was for it to be a restaurant. And when you're in the one in Disneyland, if you do one of the Walk in Walt's footsteps, they'll show you where like areas were set up for it to be like busing stations and
that's cool.
Waiter stations and things like that.
Yeah. Think about the bathroom there.
That makes sense with the bathroom now, I guess. Yeah.
So I think if they really want to do something amazing, turn it into a restaurant.
That would be really
keep
cool.
The show.
Yeah.
Keep the show, but have it as a restaurant. I think that would be awesome. All right. This one should be unanimous. Worth 2 points. Aladdin's Magic Carpet.
This is a tough one. What?
I'm dumbfounded.
Because
just so folks understand, we're talking about a Dumbo ripoff ride. It's just a complete ripoff of Dumbo, just with Aladdin's Magic Carpet.
But Dumbo is a ripoff of that ride to begin with. Dumbo is not the first ride to be like that. I grew up on a amusement park. What?
Charles, can you lower your paddle, please?
I grew up in like that type of a ride. A Dumbo attraction.
So I'm sorry, for those listening, Rhino is saying that it does not suck.
Yeah, sorry. That type of a ride was available at every amusement park I've ever gone to in my entire life. So I don't understand why people go crazy for Dumbo. I get it. It's Dumbo, and it's the story of the flying elephant. And like, if you're a kid, too, it's exciting. Again, I was afraid of heights, so even this past week when we were in Disneyland, I did the rocket, not the rocket rods, the Astro Orbiter, and I was too afraid to go all the way to the top because I was sitting by myself and no one could judge me when I was alone. So, but I think that they're just, if we're going to say that the carpets suck, then we're also going to say that Dumbo sucks. That's how this goes because they are the same thing.
Okay. Craig?
No.
You need paddles for the next one of these.
Yeah, the Magic Carpets of Aladdin is the hub and spoke ride, but you can't judge it on the same as something like Dumbo, because Dumbo, part of the magic is that Dumbo got that feather and then was able to overcome and learn to fly. There's the story behind it on there. Magic Carpets of Aladdin, though, that ultimately, whatever. If you don't like the, if
you're flying on Aladdin's carpet, that's the part of the story too.
Yeah, and I don't need to do that. Ultimately, the main reason
fly on an elephant.
Okay, that's fine. I love Dumbo, so that's what I want to do. If I had the choice between any hub and spoke ride like that, I'm choosing Dumbo. It's the one that connects with me. That's fine.
When I was a kid, there was one with airplanes. That one made the most sense.
There you go. But that's good. But ultimately, the reason why it is a terrible attraction is because they plopped it right in the middle of a congested area.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just, it causes these unnecessary bottlenecks. And I know our Adventureland is very fluid, but I also dislike the whole. I don't know what vibe they're going for it in there, the more desert type vibe. That's just never felt right for me in there, especially when you have the tiki room right there, and then you have the Jungle Cruise right there, and everything leading up to it. It just feels so out of place.
I can see that.
Steve?
Craig is exactly right. The theming and the location of this attraction make no sense. I mean, it is what it is, being a Dumbo copycat, and that is not even what bothers me about it as much as it is that it doesn't fit in there, and that it's like basically if you threw an attraction in the middle of I don't even know that you couldn't put an attraction in a worse place, I don't think.
But here's the thing, you have to ask yourself, who is that attraction for?
That's not what I care about.
I'm just saying this because I only just did this for the first time like 2 weeks ago. I never took the time because it's the same thing. It's in a crowded area. I don't want to get involved in it. But there wasn't a line, and I went with these kids who were on their first visit, and I watched these kids, and they loved it. And we got, you know, even the one who didn't like getting wet, you know, so the goal was to try and avoid that camel that spits on you on the ride.
My other issue with rides like this is, and it's my issue with the new Dumbo, is part of the reason of the placement of it should be because there is something to see. And with the Magic Carpets of Aladdin, there's just not enough in that area to see. And that's what I also don't like about the new location for Dumbo. But I do enjoy it. I did enjoy Dumbo in its previous location more, but...
Well, Charles?
Oh, I thought you were... I was waiting to act offended. I thought you were going to skip me for a second. I don't think it sucks. You know, if you can't base it on being a Dumbo ripoff, because once again, these types of rides have existed and exist in many forms everywhere. Dumbo didn't invent it. Thematically speaking, like, yeah, Dumbo has a story. Aladdin has a story. They both involve magic and flying for no particular reason. Flying carpets are, you know, 1001 Arabian Nights, kind of very classical thing. Even before you see Aladdin, most people have, through cartoons or something, seen a flying carpet. They're like a mythological mainstay. Me particularly, Dumbo, it was a cute movie, but I never vicariously lived through Dumbo. I wanted to be Aladdin when that movie came out, and Aladdin spells adventure to me. Like, you know, foreign location, swords and people chasing you, and like, you know, being a pickpocket and a thief and magic and wishes granted. Like, the entire story of Aladdin really, really got me. It was easily one of my favorite Disney adventure type movies. And, you know, locations, maybe it's shoehorned in, or maybe it's in a congested area or whatever. But as a little kid, I actually didn't ride this ride as a little kid, but I would have loved to. And every time I see it, you know, it's that between that and Dumbo, that's the one I prefer to. I like to, you know, for me, a lot of it is wish fulfillment and living vicariously. I never wanted to ride Dumbo. I still to this day want a magic flying carpet. if they were on offer, I would immediately buy one. Amazon is not turning anything up decent in that regard. But the thing is, if it's a personal choice, that's a personal choice. Maybe you like Dumbo better, maybe it's too congested, but it does not suck. Because as Rhino mentioned, like, you know, we're judging off things we like or don't like. But if a little kid likes Aladdin, he'll probably like this ride. You know, that's the base of it. It doesn't suck.
The correct answer is suck. And I will tell you why it sucks. Yeah, it is a Dumbo ripoff, but that's not the main reason I think it sucks. Its location sucks. That was a horrible place to put it. But what really bothers me about this ride, this was done in the era of the mentality of let's just do off the shelf, out of the box attractions to just absorbs some crowds. There's no thought put into this. There's no real investment of creative energy in this. And that is what Disney is known for. That is what you're paying all that money for, to have rides and attractions like Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean, Space Mountain, these things that are original stories and kind of crazy and, you know, an amazing use of technology, regardless of whether it was a technology that was cutting edge in 1960 or one that's cutting edge now. This was just, let's throw this there because we have nothing better to do. And that is why I think it sucks. And as Craig pointed out, its location creates bottlenecks and traffic jams where there doesn't need to be one. So if I think that space could be better used for something else, I'm going to give it a sucks rating. And I think that space could be much better used for letting people walk through a really busy area and not creating unnecessary bottlenecks. And that damn camel spit snatches a walk by. That alone. All right, last but certainly not least, Pirates of the Caribbean. Does anybody think this ride sucks? No.
No.
No, of course not. Why doesn't it suck, Rhino?
I mean, we had a conversation once about what we thought the best Disney attraction was in history, and I would say it was either this or Haunted Mansion. For me, Haunted Mansion edges it out just solely because of the more uses of technology in it, but there's just nothing. This ride is like the definition of like the Disney dark ride. Like, you get in your ship and you set sail on this like journey through, like, there's pirates, skeletons, you're in caves, you're in the water, and then you come across this like town that's being ransacked by pirates. Like, what is there not to like about this attraction? It harkens back to like, to adventure, to classic Disney, to everything. And it is like the definition of the land, I feel like.
Now, if we're comparing it to Disneyland's Pirates.
Disneyland.
Oh, I'm not going to say either of them sucks, but obviously the Disneyland one I like because it's a little bit longer. I feel like the stories.
It's a lot
makes
longer.
It makes a lot more. It kind of makes a little bit more sense, too, when you're going through. You're like, oh, I get it now. You know, I get where the movie plot came from now out of the attraction. Right. I thought it came from ours for some reason, but it did not.
Charles, we know what you think.
Yeah.
Doesn't suck.
There's a paddle just for paddle's sake. It doesn't suck. For me, you know, when you're a kid and you're reading, like, you know, all these classic storybook things, pirates are like really prevalent in it. And that's that swashbuckling adventure stuff. If you ever watched some of the old like Douglas Fairbanks movies and stuff, you know, this the pirate and adventure go hand in hand. And for me, one of the reasons that I specifically love theme parks is for wish fulfillment, for pretending I'm an adventure, for pretending I'm the hero in some story. That's why things like, you know, something like Cars Land isn't for me. I'm not pretending I'm in a car in a city. But if you put me in a setting where I can live out my favorite adventures, that's amazing to me. And as a kid, that's, you know, I talked about the queue in one of these episodes, and going through that queue as a little kid and being able to feel like I'm going deep into, like, you know, like a cavern in a dungeon and coming out in the boats at night. And even, you know, just recently seeing Disneyland for the first time over there, it was new and I still got this feeling of adventure. I'm living out a story. That's where theming really hits home for me. And Pirates of the Caribbean is one of the most just full-on wish fulfillment, living your adventure. I'm a pirate. I'm, you know, I'm in a boat. I'm going through this. And they do it well, and they hit all their marks. And even though I didn't like the addition of intellectual property, I understand that for some kids, they're going to grow up with the movies before the ride. So that doesn't even bother me. But like every single time, that magic doesn't get lost on me. I still feel like I'm living an adventure every time I go on there.
All right. And I know Craig and Steve, you both also said, doesn't suck. I agree, it doesn't suck, but I don't want the show to be too long, but I do want to throw one more in here. Dole Whip.
Really?
Charles, why do Dole Whips suck?
It's overrated. I personally prefer the citrus swirl. I'm not a pineapple guy. If you're not a pineapple guy, Dole Whips, even if you are, like, it's one of those things where, and this is where, like, this is where I bleed Disney fans want to beat me up all the time, because I don't have childhood memories at Ole Whips. I've had them recently. Man, they're okay. But because they're associated with Disney, everybody, like, idealizes them like they're some magical, weird beverage treat thing that is just so groundbreaking.
There's no mint julep, we know.
Yeah, there's, I think most of people's love, and I mean capital love, of the Dole Whip comes from nostalgia because they only have it in the parks or at the resort. But as far as, like,
That's not true anymore, either.
It's all right. I mean,
right. It's, Craig, what do you think?
I love a good Dole Whip. My big thing for being a champion behind it for so many years is because on the Disney dining plan, the Dole Whip float has always been $5 or over, so it's always been one of the best juices you could ever use on the dining plan for a snack credit. You feel like you get your monies out of it. And You get your money out of it. And also, it's just tasty. I like the fact that it's dairy-free, so that opens it up to another market of people who can't normally come in and go to Main Street to have ice cream. And now that they have the pineapple upside down Dole Whip cake, it's just incredible. I will say, I like you mentioned about it only being in the parks and resorts, I do dislike now that every Menchie's and frozen yogurt place all around the country, you can also get Dole Whip, and it seems that having it in Hawaii, California, Florida, the further away you get from Hawaii, it doesn't taste quite as good, but it's still tasty, and it's light, it's good.
Steve?
Oh, it definitely doesn't suck. Orlando is hot enough, and I need a Dole Whip to cool me down in the middle of the summer. It's a refreshing treat. I don't understand how you could ever think it sucks. I can see why you maybe would think it's overrated, because I think it does get a lot of hype, but I think the hype is warranted in my opinion, so I'm saying it doesn't suck. I love them.
Rhino?
I agree. I don't think they suck for what Craig said too. I like that it's a dairy-free frozen dessert too, and I like pineapple. I actually do think I lean more toward the citrus swirl myself, because I associate that with the Orange Bird, and so that feels a lot more like this is our Disney World treat, and then Dole Whip is maybe Disneyland treat, but it's, you know, it's one. It doesn't matter. It's a crazy thought process I have, but I enjoy them. I do think maybe they have become a little bit overrated, but it's a tasty treat.
It's completely overrated and it sucks. And here's why: it's pineapple flavored soft serve, and every time I've had one, I've tasted it and been like, "Why is this so popular? This isn't particularly good." It is now ubiquitous. It's everywhere. There was at least some cachet to it when it was only in the Magic Kingdom, or only at the Dole Plantation out in Hawaii. But now it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's not particularly good, and I think it does not live up to the hype. It just does not live up to the hype. So the correct answer was it sucks, and Charles was the only one who got it right.
Nobody saw that coming.
Nobody saw that coming. All right, that is going to do it for this episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World. As always, you can send us your thoughts on all the things we discuss, podcast@disunplugged.com. We always love to hear from you. And that will do it for this show. We'll be back with you again next week with another episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World. Have a great week, everybody.